Welcome back, college best friends.
It is Sophie and Rin here.
On the 1st of January, 2019.
Happy New Year's, happy everyone. New Year. First of all, we should
New Year or New Year's? Happy New Year's or Happy New Year?
Happy.
I know, right?
Happy New Year's.
Sound off in the comments below.
It's New Year's Eve, like apostrophe yes. S, because it's like the eve of the new year. Like
correct.
It's possessive, but it's Happy New Year.
So people who say Happy New Year's
it's wrong.
Are wrong.
It's wrong.
Great. Just making sure that you're all wrong.
Okay. just had to let you know that you're wrong. Happy New Year, you're wrong. No. So we should just address that we have been absent for a few weeks.
For a few
because
weeks.
We have been on break, on school break, and so we haven't been together, so we haven't been able to podcast.
Yeah, because Soph lives in Westchester, New York, and I live in South Jersey.
My cat's meowing. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but we are in my house yes. right now because we spent New Year's together, New Year's Eve.
This is our second year together spending
yeah.
New Year's together.
Oh, can you hear my mom walking by?
Mom's footfalls.
Yeah, we are in my house because we spent New Year's Eve together last yes. night at our good friend Mia's house.
Yes, it was really
my
fun.
Roommate,
as you might Mia's. Have followed along if you heard it before.
But yes, my roommate Mia's house last night in Long Island. And then
it's
we
a beautiful
had a sleepover
house, yeah.
at my house. And now here we are drinking some mocha coffee that
yeah,
we just
Sophia
made.
Yeah, Sophia made this really great concoction of like the mocha coffee, of the coffee with hazelnut, with hot chocolate, whipped cream, cinnamon. And it's superb.
So there we have it. My mom is being an angel and making
yeah,
us
breakfast.
Yeah,
her mom is doing very nice for us.
Because we're children and we're not doing
we're
anything.
We're not children. So, we're just incapable of doing it. Okay.
So, we are children. despite the fact that 2019 is the year that we are graduating.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was very funny. We were at the party yesterday and I remember like, we were with some of our friends and I turned to them and I was like, wow, we graduate. And all of us just kind of took a deep breath and were like, crap. Ignore it.
But I think we had a moment of excitement, like, yeah, we're graduating because it's better than actually thinking about it and being like, yeah. oh my God, we're actually graduating and having to
exactly
go in the real life. But honestly, I have to say I'm feeling a lot less intimidated about it right now. It took me 4 years basically to get here. So if any of you are feeling this way now, even if you are senior or even if you're younger,
it'll pass.
It'll pass. You'll figure it out. And even if it doesn't, it's okay. That's what I'm learning.
It's okay.
I think I'm learning to kind of be okay with the unknown, which is like my biggest
wow.
fear.
That is, yeah. No, that is.
But I also feel like I kind of have a semi-direction. I have all these jobs
she
that I want to apply
to. She has a lot of opportunities
to.
Up. Yes, exactly.
And just kind of organizing it all together and knowing kind of that I have options and where I can possibly yeah. go is a little more reassuring. Then I was feeling a few months ago. I was feeling lost and in a tailspin.
Aren't we all always in a tailspin?
Always. But so I think hopefully I'm going to apply to these jobs soon, and hopefully 2019 will be the year of employment for me.
That's true, because student loans we have to start paying 6 months after graduation.
But not until 2020, so
not
cheers
until
to
2020.
That.
I drank loud so you can hear that we were drinking coffee at that point.
Perfect.
Thank you for my laugh. Okay.
So, yeah.
This house is busy today.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys can hear it.
There's
in the
just
background.
A lot of. There's a cat.
We have my cat.
We have parents.
My parents. My dad just walked downstairs. If you can't hear them, well, I guess we're narrating then for you.
We are narrating.
So, Rin.
Yes.
As
oh,
it
God.
Is New Year, the new year
yes.
of 2019.
New Year, new you.
Yeah. Is it a new year, new you? What are your resolutions?
Oh, okay. My resolutions. I have like. My one big one is to stop jeweling, actually. And
that's
just
a good one.
And that's just like a me thing. Like, I need to do that because I want to be healthy. But I think, like, on a personal, like, level, like, my resolution is to, like, not let, like, minuscule things affect me anymore and, like, know what's important and what's not and, like, yeah. focus on the important. And nice. make sure that like, the important part is what's going to help me keep going in life, not the middle school and important stuff.
We love
and
that.
And that's what I'm doing.
I really love that. And yeah. I can't wait to see. I think you've already made such great progress so
oh, yeah,
far.
Sophia doesn't, yeah.
And no, really. Ryan was kind of a mess in the beginning of 2018 last year.
Yes, beginning of 2018. Not
beginning,
yeah.
In the beginning. And then towards the end, you started really picking up.
Figuring myself out.
And, yeah. And it was really a beautiful thing to see. And 2019 is going to be your year, I think.
I agree with that.
Oh, my cat
the
meowed.
Cat, the cat agrees with me. Yes, Roxy, you agree that Rin's going to have his year.
I love my cat. 2019 is our year, Roxy.
2019 is your year, so.
Roxy's my kitty, and I love her.
Oh my god, you turned into the voice.
Yes, I love
she
her.
She got the so little cute. Voice.
She's so cute.
Sophia, what is your resolution for this year?
So I have a few.
Oh, she's got a few.
Yeah. Well, contrary to what we're doing right now, my resolution is to drink less coffee.
Holy crap, we lost that already.
I know, I was thinking about that, but you know what? It's a holiday. I'm going to treat myself.
It's not. Is it a holiday?
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
Things are closed. It's a holiday.
It's a holiday.
We celebrated. It's a holiday.
Celebration.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a little New Year's treat. I don't think this is exactly how I want to start my New Year, but...
It's funny because she's drinking a cup of coffee out of a mug that says tea.
But I hate that. I feel really bad for the mug. It says tea, I'm defiling it with coffee. Oh, gosh, I'm sorry, mug. And it's my mom's mug, too. This is not how I wanted to start my New Year, drinking coffee, but I guess we'll start tomorrow.
Yeah, today's the day that we acknowledge what our resolutions are, and then tomorrow, we put them into effect tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. I want to try and meditate every day.
Wow, okay.
Because I have this really great app called Calm, and there was a Black Friday or Cyber Monday discount where I got it for a year, half off premium. I love Calm. I love listening to their sleep stories.
That's what we played last night. Yes.
Just the most calming thing ever. I, don't love ASMR, if you guys know what ASMR is. I don't love it. I don't know. It just, doesn't do it for me.
Have you watched the Cardi B ASMR?
I have watched it,
yeah. That's iconic.
Oh, my God. No, it's great. No, it's great. I love when Cardi B does it, and I kind of get it, but I don't know, just not really my thing. But I think the sleep stories are kind of similar in that they're just very calming.
No, they're great to listen to. And they lull me to sleep. Yeah.
And it's kind of meditation while we sleep, because the narrator that we were listening to last night, she's like, deep breath, let your body sink into the mattress.
I was out as soon as it started. I think I was out.
Oh, I know you were. I could hear your breathing.
Did I snore?
No, it wasn't really snoring. It was just the deep breaths. Oh. So Ryan and I were roommates this past summer.
We were roommates. It was the best time of my life.
We were both working at school. I was working in missions, and he was in a show. In Beauty and the Beast, he was a fork.
And a wolf, and a villager, and a waltzing dancer.
Oh.
How dare you just
a renaissance
put
man.
Me into a fork.
We have a true renaissance man with us.
No, I'm kidding.
We will talk about... We should do an episode where we talk about all your roles. That would be fun.
If you want to, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
If you guys want that... Let's do that.
If you want that, email us at nyacbpodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can message me.
So, so Ryan and I live together, and so I know his sleeping very well.
I woke up this morning to a Snapchat of me on Sophia's story of, oh, we're roommates again.
Yeah, he was sleeping because I would always get up earlier than him because he wouldn't have to be at rehearsal till 1. I would have to be at work at 9. So I'd be up every morning to take a Snapchat of him pretty much. Every morning of him sleeping. Sometimes I'd get into his bed and cuddle him, and he'd be like, oh my god.
I would not know what it was. I'd be like,
every time he was surprised. Every time.
But I would know it's you who lives
it
in my...
so good. So that was one of my resolutions, not to drink coffee.
We went on a tangent.
and meditate every day.
That's where we were. You can trace that back for us, guys.
Also, they have... 7 days of calming anxiety, 21 days of calming anxiety, and I think it's been really helping me for the past few days that I've been doing it, to just recognize, because anxiety affects me very physically, and so to just recognize the physical symptoms of it has been very helpful for me, and to really get in touch with my body, and so I really love this app, Calm.
Download it. We're not sponsored yet.
We are not sponsored, but oh my god, if Calm wanted to sponsor us, I would cry.
I just want to be sponsored.
Yeah, that would be great, but if not... We don't care. We're doing this for funsies anyway.
It's for
fun. We would do it anyway.
We would do it for
fun. We would podcast anyway, even if we weren't sponsored.
All for you guys, for the listeners.
Yes.
For the two of you there.
No one else. Not for us. Not for our own personal gain.
We're getting our friendship closer, I think.
Yeah,
that's our gain.
So, and we're following through on a project, and I think that's really big.
Yes.
That's really big for me. So I think another one of my New Year's resolutions is going to be to follow through more.
Oh, I like
say
that.
Say yes more.
Oh, see, no, I say yes too much. I have to say no more.
I also do. So, I want to say yes to more opportunities and say no to more things that I don't actually want to do instead of just letting myself and going along with it and be like, oh, fine, I guess I'll do it and be unhappy about it and then get anxious, because that's a thing that's why I get anxious so often, is because maybe I'll say yes to things that I really inherently know that I don't want to do, and then I'll be nervous about it. So I want to say yes and challenge myself to say yes to more things that will be good opportunities for me and say no to things that I know won't be. So really finding that balance. I think I've started to find that balance a little bit in 2018. So I just want to continue that. And I think those are my main resolutions. And just kind of not freak out about graduating.
Yeah, the idea of graduation, I think, hit me like last week, because everyone was like, oh, what do you like? Of course, when you go home for break, you see your family for like Christmas and stuff.
Oh, God.
And they all come over and they all ask, oh, Ryan, you're the actor, but like, what are your plans next year? And they really don't want the answer of, I'm going to be a struggling artist.
No.
So you have to like say something to make them feel better.
Yeah.
So like, there's yes, I'm applying.
Like setting you up a position.
Exactly. And thank God, like, I'm applying for the Disney College program for the fall.
Amazing.
Because that's 4 months of doing something that I don't have to worry about.
Yeah.
I'm like, you tell them that and they're like, great, what about after? And I think that's just the scary thing. I feel like once graduation hits, I have to like,
Think about the after. Well, I think a New Year's resolution for both of us should be, that's something I'm always trying to think about as well, is like living in the now.
I try to live in the now. So
often, I was really trying like the senior year, because I don't want to look back on my senior year and just
like, regret, right?
Yeah, and I don't want to look back and think, oh, I didn't spend my senior year having fun. I spent my senior year thinking about the future.
Yeah.
You know?
And but I think we're also supposed to think about the future at the same time.
But like, a healthy obviously, amount. But I don't want to spend the whole year being like, what am I going to do next year?
Yeah.
Which is something that's always been so hard for me. So this is definitely a lifestyle change that I'm making.
Yeah.
Oh, also, I want to be more organized this year. You saw my room. It's a mess.
You should... have you seen my room?
Well, we're messy people.
Thank God I'm in 3 classes next semester, so that it shouldn't be an issue.
I can't believe you're in 3 classes.
I only have 3 classes. I have class on Monday and Wednesday from, like, 10... I think it's just 3 classes, though.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Tap, no. Shakespeare Reproduced.
And you have History of the American Musical on Tuesday.
That's
Thursday,
Thursday, yeah.
Thank God, Rin and I are in a class together. Oh, and on camera.
Oh, on camera.
We're 2 classes
I have
4 together.
4 classes. I
next
forgot.
Semester. I have 4, I believe, yeah. Plus my internship.
Yes.
No, I have 5 actually, because I have auditioned.
Never mind, you have a lot more.
See, what's great is half credit, and that's only once a week, and I don't think we're gonna always have to be there for the full block of time.
Yeah.
So but I also have work and an internship. It wouldn't be a semester at Muhlenberg if I wasn't busy every hour of the day.
I feel like that's
gonna
what
be
you
my
are.
Semester. Yeah. Well, I like being busy. I like having a routine and a schedule.
Yes. I think one thing that I did plan well for the future, in a sense, is like my classes. On Tuesday, Thursdays, I only have class at 3:30.
Yeah.
So, and I'm off on Fridays. So my goal is to like go to the city in the morning for an open call and just if I get cut, like, get back in time for class.
Get back in time for lunch with me.
Yeah, our friend Anthony DiMatti did that his senior year.
Oh, that's so smart.
I know. And I was like, wow, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
And I have voice lessons on Friday with Ed Barra.
Yeah.
So, sponsor. No, it's not sponsored.
No, there's no way.
Ed Barra sponsors.
That's not how that would work.
How do sponsors work?
I mean, I guess you reach out to them and they come to you, but that's not what we should be talking about right now. They don't need to hear that. Our listeners don't need to hear that.
Nope.
I guess, you know what, you guys are hearing our process of figuring out
process.
How to do a podcast. Also, a New Year's resolution is to get social media for this podcast.
We haven't done it yet. We're going to do it, we
no,
swear.
Honestly, let's do it today.
We're right here.
We're going to do it today. So
you'll get an Instagram today and a Twitter today.
We will follow you today.
No, I'm not following you.
Why?
No, I'll follow you.
Are you kidding? We have to follow everyone.
Honestly, we can't follow everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, our first however many followers, we are going to follow back.
That's what I'll do.
My mom made food.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. This is so exciting.
This is amazing.
And then we're going to watch a movie.
We can pause it. Are we going to pause it for food?
Oh, my God. Guys.
We have never done this before.
Oh, my God. What's more? So we've eaten.
We have eaten the
We're
food.
We're fed. I guess we decided.
Her mother made us wonderful food.
And we had some yummy eggs and toast.
It was yummy.
And our coffee still. And then we're also going to have strawberries and whipped cream.
Strawberries and whipped cream for breakfast.
So if either of us had any resolutions about dieting, again, starting tomorrow.
Thank God I didn't have those.
Me neither.
Oh, high five.
Should we resolve to go to the gym?
I have to go to the gym. It's a part of a war schedule.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yes.
Ryan's in a show that requires him to go to the gym.
Sadly true.
Because it's very physical.
I die at the end of Act 1, and I think...
Do you actually?
Yeah, I think...
I didn't know that.
I have a great track because I'm, like, the main antagonist in Act 1.
Nice!
And then I die.
He's an antagonist?
Yeah, I'm like...
True Slytherin.
I'm kind of the villain. It's kind of great.
That's your dream.
I know. It's pretty amazing. Great.
Oh, I'm so excited to see that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess spoiler alerts. Now I know you're dying.
Spoiler alert. I'm the Duke of York. Yeah, I'm dead.
Noble Duke of York. He had 10,000 men.
He marched to the top. Marched them down again. Because when you're up, you're up. Okay.
And when you're down, you're... Okay. well, I was into it. Okay.
I was into it, too.
I just remember I used to... I worked in childcare for a significant portion of my life.
Were you a counselor?
I was a counselor. I was a babysitter. I was a babysitter from the time I was, like, 11 until, like, I was 18 or 19. So that was, like, 7 or 8 years that I was a babysitter. And then I worked at camps as a babysitter, as a counselor for children ages, like, 2 to 6.
Wow.
At different points. And so 1 year, I think it was after... freshman year or after sophomore year, I can't remember which one.
They blend together once you're this old.
Pretty much.
They really do.
But it was one of those summers. I believe it was after sophomore year.
Okay.
No.
You worked at the camp sophomore year.
I worked at different camps. No, maybe it was after freshman. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I don't know. Oh, it was definitely after freshman year.
Okay. Great.
Because that's really important.
Glad we cleared that.
Glad we cleared it. But I worked at this preschool camp. And so my campers were... 2 and 3 years old.
Oh, wow.
And so we did the Noble Duke of York with them all the time.
Oh.
So, yeah, we sang that song. So that's what that brings back for me. Camp and the playground and 2 and 3 year olds and diapers and preschool classrooms.
Oh, children. I see. The thing is, I like babies. I don't like it when they start to talk. That's when I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. If I ever get married and when I have my child, I feel like...
You're going to give it away once it starts talking.
I'm going to literally have... I'm going to love her for the longest... when do they start to talk, babies?
Like, one-ish.
Great. So I'll let her for a year. And then I'll send her to boarding school.
Oh, my God.
Until she's 18.
You was
and
worse.
I'll see you then.
Worse.
No, I'm kidding.
Well,
when she starts to be an adult. Like, not an adult. When she's like... 7.
Then you'll take her back.
Maybe.
That's not possible if you want to stage mom her.
I'm going to be the biggest.
Rin's going to be the ultimate stage mom. It's the best going to any concert at school because Rin is just stage momming. So in his a cappella group, he's the conductor,
the music director,
but like you conduct. And it's so funny watching him just move and making these very obvious movements to get the group to pay attention.
Because they don't, there's a stink bug behind you.
Thrilling.
No, because they respond only to visual cues.
It's hilarious. But then I saw him stage bombing even from the audience of another concert. He was like, I have a video of it. Your face is like nodding in approval and like going along with the beat. And you have that like smile on your face like, okay, good. Keep going.
Are you joking?
No, wait. I have the video.
Was it for GND?
I don't know. It was one of the groups.
That's hysterical that I do that. Wow.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to Acapella Fest this year. That'll be fun.
Oh, yes. Your last Acapella Fest.
Yes. Oh, Acapella Fest is a great event at our school where we invite how many other groups? 4 or 5?
Something like,
that. 5 groups from other colleges, and they all come together, and we had to do this giant show, and it turns into a kind of competition.
Kind of, but there's no judges, and nobody wins.
But everyone thinks they won.
Well, we talk about who is better.
That's
sure.
We do that.
But... like, there's no official anything. It's so I think to be that's a fun community thing.
But that's the thing I'm looking forward to. What else are you looking forward to? Like, what events this year? What, like...
Oh, I'm looking forward to senior week and senior ball.
Senior ball, I'm really looking
I've
forward to.
I've already started looking at dresses for senior
so
ball.
Has my whole entire suite.
Senior ball is kind of like prom.
It's prom.
But a little more lavish and expensive.
It's not a hotel.
From what I hear, my prom is definitely not a hotel. I know some people's proms were at hotels.
Mine was at the Constitution Center.
I don't know what that is.
The place where the Constitution is in Pennsylvania.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's like a big
deal. Oh, cool.
Like people who
learned something new. Happy New Year. I learned where the Constitution
that's
is.
That's a big deal, honey. What?
Okay, well, that's pretty lavish. My prom, I was at a hotel my junior year.
Okay.
So it was nice. Senior year, it was at this teen nightclub called Life, the Place to Be.
That's the place to be.
That's where we would go for like all these teen nights and like club nights, and it was so trashy. So that's where my senior prom was. So it's lavish.
Have you heard about what they're doing for senior prom this year? It used to be open bar, and now we have 7 drink tickets.
Well, I don't think anyone's going to need to be drinking more than 7 drinks.
You don't know. I've heard people drink a lot.
Drink beforehand, then. Whatever.
I heard people did that, too.
Yeah, so there you go. We don't need more than 7 drinks there. But are they free?
7 free drink tickets.
Well, open bar, I don't think it was free. Oh,
open bar means it's free?
That means free. Okay. Well, I definitely...
I just touched her face in
I definitely won't be drinking more than 7 drinks, so you can have my extra drink tickets.
Oh, deal.
Because
are you asking me to prom?
Senior ball.
Yeah, are you asking me to senior ball?
Sure. With my drink tickets? Yeah.
With my drink tickets? Yay.
Have my drink tickets. Come to senior ball with me.
That's the only stipulation. That's the stipulation.
Yeah.
I'll only go if you give me your drink tickets.
Oh my god. No, well, I've already started looking at dresses, so I'm looking forward to that because some people were able to go, you know, were asked by seniors when they were younger.
None of us went. You and I didn't go.
We didn't go. I don't know a lot of people who did.
Yes, we know a lot of people who went.
Well, I don't know. A lot of our like close friends.
Our close friends did not go, but like Ashley went.
Yeah.
But that was
But only a few people that like we're close friends with have gone. So it's going to be exciting for all of us to go. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to really spending last semester and hoping it doesn't go by too fast.
I feel like we need to live it up. We need to live in the moment. Like, we keep saying that, but seriously, like, we only have this experience once, and the fact that it's almost over, like, blows my mind. So I want this. I always like, the semesters go by so fast, but I really want this one to go by so slow.
Yes.
And, like, I really want to make the effort to, like see the people, like, who I care about every day. Yeah. And, like...
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's, like, you keep those memories longer than everything else.
And, like, who knows? I think a lot of us might hopefully be ending up in
similar field, yes.
In the same place or a similar place, region or vicinity. So, like, hopefully we'll still be able to see them, but it's not the same, like, not living with them, not seeing them every day, not being within walking distance of 2 minutes walk.
Yeah, a walk is 2 minutes to you.
Yeah, it literally takes 2 minutes to get anywhere on campus. So
that's not true.
I know, but, like, I'm over-exaggerating, but 5 minutes max.
7 minutes.
To get to any of our friends.
Halal is 7 minutes away from Seagrass.
Okay, well, I'm a little bit farther than that. Yeah, it takes me, like, almost 10 minutes to
walk. Yeah, I know.
But that's if I'm walking slow. If I'm walking fast, it's, like, 7 minutes. But it takes 5 minutes to you.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're close.
Yeah.
that's what we're trying to say. We're close. So, yeah. And then since I don't really know anything else that's happening in 2019.
What else is happening in 2019?
I'm going to the opera.
Ooh, the Rent Live is happening.
I'm not excited about that. I don't like any of the lives. I think they're all bad.
That's not true at all.
They've all been bad.
That's not true at all.
Didn't like any of them. So
did you watch any of them?
Yeah, I watched.
I thought Grease was great. Grease
and Peter Pan and Hairspray.
Jesus Christ Superstar was phenomenal.
Oh, I didn't watch all of that, but I think it was like fine. Whatever. I'm just like not a huge fan of them.
Yeah, but Rent, they have Tinashe playing.
I guess I'm excited for them.
Mimi. They have Jordan Fisher playing Mark. They have Valentina from RuPaul's Drag Race playing Angel.
And I love Jordan Fisher's voice. From Grease Live, when he sang those magic changes, I wanted to.
We have Vanessa Hudgens playing Maureen Johnson, which is like, whoa, that's going to be something.
That's me interesting. Okay, am I going to watch it? Absolutely.
We'll watch it together. We'll get drunk.
Oh, for sure. And
I'll cry, because I cry all the time with that show.
For sure.
That show makes me sob, dude.
Oh, my God.
So I'm looking forward to that. They're also making a hair live, too.
I'm a little rented out.
Why?
Because
you were... Sophia was...
high school. I was in my high school's production of Rent. I also watched with my cousin Emma the movie Rent all the time.
Theater kids.
God.
She was Mimi Marquez.
Oh, God.
Clad only in bubble wrap.
Shut up. Absolutely not.
I know that's the word, but
I wasn't.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
No. I wore
fishnets?
I wore fishnets, a leopard print dress, and my director's thigh-high boots.
That's so funny because I played Mimi and I wore the exact same thing.
Oh my god, did you wear like the official costume?
I bought it from the original, from Vegas. She's like, you're good.
Oh my god, yeah.
It was great.
Our good friend Daphne, yeah.
Oh, Daphne's great.
Yeah.
True fact, the closing cast of Rent featured Renee Lee Scoldsberry, who played Angelica Schuyler in Hamilton.
Yeah.
Didn't know that until I watched the Rent Live last night. Actually? Yeah, I watched it last night, Rent Live.
What?
Like, no, the Rent Live. They filmed the last show.
Oh, so not Rent Live. But
it's called Rent Live, The Last Days of Broadway. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I was very confused there. I'm excited to go to the opera with my parents.
Yes, what show are you seeing?
January 9th, we're seeing Carmen.
It's a good opera. It's iconic.
But it's 3.5 hours.
Correct.
Right here. So, not excited for that, but it's now become a tradition that we go to the opera every year.
What did you say last year? Oh, Calcutta?
What?
It's a music joke, because it's not an opera.
Oh, not a musical.
Did you?
We saw.
Talia O'Hara, didn't you?
No, we wanted to see that. She was in Così Fan Tutti.
Yes.
But we didn't get to see that. So the first year we saw La Bohème.
Yes.
Which is really exciting for
that's
me.
Rent.
That's what Rent is based off of. And so that was like, I wasn't really into opera, so that was a good a segue into opera for me. And then we saw, La Nozze di Figaro, Marriage of Figaro.
Oh, Marriage of Figaro, yeah.
And then this year we're seeing Carmen.
Who's in it this year? Do you
no
know
clue.
Anyone?
No clue.
Okay.
I will find out and tell you.
Yeah, she had a program last year. I love the program.
My parents splurged a little bit and we're sitting in a box.
No way.
Yeah.
That's nice.
But I don't think the seats are as comfy in boxes.
They're not.
Oh, well.
Because they're just chairs.
Yeah, but not like the comfy seats.
Correct.
And they're on the side, so I don't really see the appeal, but we'll get
it's just to say that you're bougie.
We're not bougie, so this is exciting. We'll say we're bougie. Maybe I'll report live from the trenches of the box.
Oh, please don't do that. They'll laugh at you.
I had a friend who works at the opera, and so he gave us a backstage tour of opera last year.
You know how intricate that theater is?
Yeah. But I haven't spoken to him in a while, so I don't think he will. Like, I would feel awkward messaging him.
I feel
like,
that.
That's like, kind of using him. So
my friend used me.
Will I put it on Snapchat and it, like,
oh, yeah.
And if he says, hey, you want to come to the backstage tour? Like, I won't say no. But I'm not going to ask him.
Oh, my God. No, like, my
only he can offer.
No, I feel like it's good to have those people who can be like, you know, they're doing stuff that like, you want to do as well. And it's like, hey, like, we spoke in 3 years, but like, I would love to see how you're doing. And then you use them.
Oh, God. No, but like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to like, be no, like, I hey, know. I don't talk to you. Show me backstage. But like, if they offer, like, that's
well, how would he know that you're there? How would he know that you're
I just said, post on my Snap
oh,
story.
Oh, that's what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then yes. Mm-hmm. That's fine. That's like going about it the circular way.
Yeah, exactly. Seems kind of conniving,
I guess. It's a little conniving, too, but I also love
but also
it.
Also, if he does an opera, like, that's also fun.
Because she's still singing the opera, and it's still, that's all that matters. You're seeing the show.
Yeah, and also, we already got a backstage, so we don't need another one.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's fine!
Yeah. Oh. So, we are going to eat some strawberries and whipped cream. And watch a Christopher Guest movie.
Never watched it.
Oh my God. We're going to watch Waiting for Guffman, and if we have time, maybe Best in Show, because they're so great, and with Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara, we're
and Jane Lynch is in that one, apparently.
She's in Best in Show, and Jennifer Coolidge. But we might watch Waiting for Guffman, because it's about theater people. And it's a must-see for every theater person ever.
Important.
In my humble opinion, which is my dad's opinion.
Her father's. Well,
which we love.
All we right. hope you have an amazing new year. We thank you for being with us for the past... A lot. How long has it been now?
I think this
7 weeks?
Fifth or sixth episode.
This is our sixth episode.
So we are going to go back on hiatus.
Yes, until.
Until we get back.
Because I go back early and she has a week after me.
So I think it's going to be another
two weeks
until our next episode. But hopefully we'll have our social media up and running then.
Yes,
so
it will.
We can keep you updated that way. As always, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, email us at nyacbpodcast@gmail.com.
Please, we love getting
That's
emails.
That's the one thing we have.
We have an email.
Social media, so we check that.
But we'll make an Instagram and you'll see our faces finally.
Oh my gosh.
Can I know, right? I'm a
new year, new us. Let's show our faces.
Yeah, we're breaking the mold.
Nice. So happy new year, everyone.
Happy new year.
Hope it's a great, wonderful year for all of you.
2019. Here it comes. Good year.
Our year.
It needs to be for all of us.
Here we go.
Signing off. Bye, college best friends.
Bye, college best friends.